This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Protectionism is inflationary. Globalism reduces consumer costs. We are going to transition from a period of global free trade to nationalistic trade policies. America first trade policies. The way it was is that if Mexico made a widget cheaper than could be made in Tennessee, NAFTA and free trade allowed Americans to purchase the least cost widget outside the U.S. That reduced costs and inflation, always allowing Americans to buy the least cost product. There were many things that America made better and cheaper that other countries could buy for less cost or had availability to here in this country. If consumers worldwide are no longer allowed to buy the least cost products because of origin, their cost of living and cost of production goes up, increasing prices, producing inflation. If you don't believe me, just ask the bond market, which took the election the hardest. Historically, protectionism has never been a good thing for economies and economic growth. The fledgling trend of protectionism was already there, will just be watered and fertilized by our new president and political mindset. The WTO has been tracking global protectionism, has noted that the trend has changed from liberalization of trade and a reduction of barriers that is reversed, so that they have reported that between mid-May and mid-October that the 20 largest economies imposed 85 new measures that restrict trade. Countries respond with protectionist measures when they are experiencing economic angst. The WTO says that since the 2008 financial crisis, 1,283 new trade restrictions were imposed, most since 2010. That was before Brexit and President Trump. I think that we can look with almost 100% certainty that in this period of protectionist tension, that the ag sector is going to experience some moments of suspense and some negative experience with trade disruptions as a result. I believe that we're entering a new era where the risk from trade disruption surges. The election may well have marked a long-term low for interest rates and inflation. U.S. companies have trillions of dollars parked offshore for tax reasons that both parties have said that they want to entice home. They are likely to come up with something that causes a repatriation of this offshore capital, some of which is parked in foreign currency, that will have to be exchanged, creating demand for the dollar. This is more support for a strong dollar. The pork trade is not going to have to wait for a trade disruption to cause a problem for exports. The way the U.S. dollar is climbing won't become a trade barrier all of its own. Dollar strength will give the advantage in global pork trade to the European Union, Canada, or Brazil. Dollar strength could get so bad as to attract meat imports, which would be about the last thing the industry needs. There is a conflagration of cheap meat oversupply for consumers to gorge on, and the stronger dollar will keep it overpriced to foreign buyers, as it will offset lower first costs with the currency transaction. You're listening to the Comstock Report. It is a good thing that Brazil has sold out of corn and soybeans given the recent surge in the dollar versus the real. This will improve domestic prices in Brazil again and make what Brazil sells more competitive with ours. The dollar has moved up over 3.5% from the recent low, may just be getting started. Anytime the price of a commodity increases here, it is compounded by weakening global currencies against the dollar to foreign buyers. The peso was off 12%, so the huge purchases of corn and soy that Mexico made ahead of the election was a smart move. That inventory won't last forever, but I expect their plan was to lock up enough corn here so that they could get to the South American harvest. The ability of countries to avoid our grain and soy markets will depend very much on the success of South American crops. So far, everything is going great down there, but it's not February yet. Northern Brazil is getting excellent soaking rains, washing away their dry season. Getting the crops in early and off to a great start helps them handle stress later in the growing season, but weather in August will determine whether they produce a fair, good, or excellent crop. It's not too late to plant soybeans in Brazil, so acreage could increase, and there will be more incentive to plant second crop corn behind soybeans if the weather outlook permits. Egypt sharply devalued its currency ahead of the election for reasons of domestic economic weakness, which hurts our competitiveness, selling them wheat. China is devaluing the yuan. Chuck Schumer, the new Senate minority leader, has led the bandwagon to label China a currency manipulator for years. So he and Trump will be two peas in a protectionist pod, making such a designation almost a sure thing. Trump will see that as the opening move of negotiations. I have no idea how China will respond. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.